Tamara Wallace with KFRM, and I'm with Chris Tanner. He's the Vice President of Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and he's from Norton, Kansas. And he's going to tell us about the crop conditions out there in Norton, Kansas.
Well, nice seeing you here. Wheat right now and at home is kind of breaking dormancy. This warm weather that we've had is really kind of perking it up early, and has me a little bit concerned, but while we've been down here at Houston for Classic, it really cooled off and hopefully put the brakes on it. But the wheat looks really good. It's a lot better than we've had in the past few years. We're still in drought category, but working our way kind of out of it rather than into it.
And Chris, can you tell us what are the priorities for the Farm Bill that the Kansas Association Wheat Growers are working on?
Well, a couple of the important ones for us is crop insurance and doing some tweaking to that and making sure it's an actual good safety net. One of the things that Kansas has gotten passed for and working for at the national level is a enterprise unit separation, separating continuous wheat from fallow wheat, which will help enhance the safety net for guys that do run fallow and continuous wheat in operation. It'll help provide a better floor for them in production of wheat.
And one final question for you, Chris. As far as the issue of wheat as a harvestable crop, can you tell us a little bit about that?
That is wheat as a harvestable cover crop. Wheat is kind of the High Plains original cover crop. And as cover crops moving forward into government programs become more and more important in the more arid regions of western Kansas, we can't raise a cover crop per se other than wheat and get the benefits of them. So in order for us to be able to participate in some of these programs, we would are wanting to see wheat utilized for what it actually is, and it meets all the criteria of a cover crop until you drive a combine through it. And so we have policy and are lobbying for wheat to be listed as a harvestable cover crop so that we can participate in the carbon programs moving forward.
And that was Chris Tanner. He's the Vice President of Kansas Association Wheat Growers from Norton, Kansas. And this is Tamara Wallace reporting for Houston, Texas, at the Commodity Classic, and I am with KFRM 550 AM.